Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 47 of the year, and I'm Stephen Copley.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Show Me State today, Missouri. And we are going right to the heart of it, District 5. This is Kansas City, the land of burnt ends, world-class jazz, and the Chief's Kingdom. It is a district with an incredibly rich cultural history. And today, we are profiling a man who didn't just witness that history. He actually helped build it. We are talking about Democrat Emmanuel Cleaver.
Congressman Cleaver is an absolute institution in Missouri politics. When you look at his life story, it is really a profound reflection of the American century. He was born in 1944 in Waxahachie, Texas. And Stephen, we talk about politicians having humble beginnings, but Emmanuel Cleaver grew up in a shack. It literally had no indoor plumbing. His family eventually moved into public housing in Wichita Falls, Texas. And that specific experience, living in a public housing project, became the driving force for his entire political career decades later.
It really did. But before he ever ran for office, he had a completely different career. He is an ordained United Methodist minister. He earned his Master of Divinity and moved to Kansas City, where he took over as the pastor of St. James United Methodist Church. And he wasn't just passing through. He was the senior pastor there for over 30 years. He built that congregation from basically nothing into a massive community powerhouse. That pastoral background defines him. He is affectionately known in Washington as the pastor of the house.
And you can hear it in how he speaks. He has this slow, deliberate, incredibly oratorical style. He wears these sharp suits, very often with a signature bow tie. He brings the pulpit to the House floor. After serving on the Kansas City Council, he ran for mayor in 1991 and made history. He became the very first African-American mayor of Kansas City. During his two terms, he did something incredibly important. He spearheaded the revitalization of the 18th and Vine Jazz District. That area is the cultural soul of Kansas City. It's where the Negro League's Baseball Museum is and the American Jazz Museum. He basically saved that history from being bulldozed and forgotten.
So he comes to Congress in 2004 as a fully formed local legend. And what's fascinating about his time in Washington is his absolute obsession with civility. We are living in a time where politics is basically a blood sport. People go on television to scream at each other and get a viral clip for social media. Emmanuel Cleaver hates that. He constantly talks about the degradation of political discourse. He pushes incoming freshmen to sign a, quote, civility pledge. He actually believes that you can disagree on tax policy without thinking the other person is evil.
And because of that demeanor, he commands a lot of respect on his committees. Let's look at the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026. Congressman Cleaver is now in his early 80s, but he is incredibly active on the House Financial Services Committee. Specifically, he is a leading voice on the Subcommittee on Housing and Insurance. Remember that childhood in public housing we talked about? This is where it comes full circle. He views the current national housing crisis as a moral failure.
He really does. In early 2026, he has been one of the most vocal advocates for massive federal interventions to build affordable housing. He argues that the free market alone is not going to build homes for low-income families because the profit margins aren't there. He is a huge supporter of the Green New Deal for Public Housing Act. The idea is to take all these aging, crumbling public housing projects across the country, strip them down to the studs, and retrofit them with green technology, solar panels, efficient insulation, better heating. He argues it creates union jobs, lowers carbon emissions, and gives poor families the dignity of a clean, safe place to live.
He also focuses heavily on first-generation homebuyers. He points out that the easiest way to build generational wealth in America is by owning a home. If your parents didn't own a home, you are at a massive disadvantage. He pushes for down payment assistance programs to help break that cycle of poverty. He sits in these financial services hearings with Wall Street executives and bank CEOs, and he plays the role of the community pastor, demanding to know how their lending practices are affecting the people in his district.
And let's talk about that district, MO05. Missouri has shifted very hard to the right over the last 20 years. It used to be a bellwether state. Now it is solidly red. But the 5th district is the blue anchor on the western side of the state. It is Kansas City. It is a diverse, union-heavy, culturally vibrant area. Without Emmanuel Cleaver and the voters in Kansas City, the Democratic Party would have almost zero footprint left in Missouri politics outside of St. Louis.
He has to balance a lot of interests. He has the urban core of the city, but the district also stretches out into some fairly conservative rural areas in Lafayette and Saline counties. He manages to win re-election comfortably every time because he focuses on meat and potatoes issues, bringing home federal grants for transit, upgrading the infrastructure, and protecting local jobs at the Ford assembly plant.
He is the kid from a shack in Texas who grew up to lead a major American city.
The United Methodist pastor who tries to bring grace to a hyper-partisan Congress.
That is Representative Emmanuel Cleaver. That is our profile for Missouri's 5th District. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.